Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton on Hudson, New York. Her preaching is entitled, The Art of Encounter.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, Son of David, have pity on me. Jesus stopped and said, Call him. So they called the blind man, saying to him, Take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you. He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, What do you want me to do for you? The blind man replied to him, Master, I want to see. Jesus told him, Go your way. Your faith has saved you. Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. In his homily on October 10th for the official opening of the two-year synod process, Pope Francis urged the global church to master the art of encounter. The art of encounter, that is what we see enacted in today's gospel, the encounter of Jesus with the blind beggar Bartimaeus. I have heard and read this New Testament story countless times. Yet, for whatever reason, this time I was more moved by it than ever before. Something in the approach of Jesus to this man, his manner, his gentle courtesy, the depth of his unconditional openness and acceptance, the reverence for the dignity and worth of the person before him, his willingness to listen closely and with profound attentiveness to the desires of one of society's outcasts, it all kind of took my breath away. The question itself that Jesus asks of Bartimaeus bespeaks this openness and sincerity. What do you want me to do for you? He asks. There is a kind of power in that question spoken by Jesus, the miracle worker, that is as strong as the miracle itself that will soon happen. Remarkably, Jesus does not even make any assumptions about what the blind man needs or wants. He does not immediately move to heal his blindness. Instead, an astonishing humility marks his encounter here, the humility which is always at the root of true compassion. Gregory Boyle, the Jesuit, talks and writes of how Jesus always connects with people this way, not trying to reach people, but rather to receive them. Jesus receives Bartimaeus with genuine compassion and into an intimate connection with him. And what of Bartimaeus? What wonderful enthusiasm and joy he shows in his recognition of the divine wisdom and power inside this human being who is Jesus, the one who calls him forth from the margins of the roadside, despite the crowd's efforts to silence the beggar. What courage Bartimaeus shows in rejecting those harsh shouts at him to be quiet and persisting in his cries to Jesus for mercy. Jesus comes to a complete halt. As Mark says, Jesus stopped and said, Call him. Bartimaeus joyfully threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. We know the glorious conclusion. Bartimaeus asks for sight. Jesus rewards his faith with sight, and Bartimaeus follows Jesus. Pope Francis urges the global church to master the art of encounter. We who are the global church need to look no further than today's gospel reading as we ask ourselves, how is this done? The encounter here shows us that the art is best learned and developed by the practice of following Jesus' way. From that comes poignant inspiration for the sort of mastery which the Pope's words suggest.